Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me.
Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim here. And for this solo episode, what I'm doing is I'm going to take you behind the scenes. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of when I'm working with a client, how do I kind of bring you through and find your inner magic? What are the steps? And it took me a while for myself, right? These are the steps that I had to come through myself. And then these are the steps as I kind of zoomed out from all of the thousands of women that I've worked with over the years. You know, what was it? You know, like, what were the pieces that I put together? What was the process that I put together to see how they could get the success that they were looking for? And so if you remember back a few episodes ago, I talked about having what I call the four principles of weight loss. And for me, the four principles of weight loss are this. And I'm not going to go deep into this because I don't want to, you know, regurgitate what I talked about a few episodes ago. So absolutely, I'm going to link it in the show notes so you guys can go back and listen to that so you can get a further understanding of where I'm coming from. But it is nutrition, mindset, exercise, and habit, right? Those are the four pieces that when we start to think about losing weight, getting fit, getting healthier, however you want to describe it, those are the four pieces that need to be in place, right? If this was a giant puzzle, those are all the pieces that we need to be in place. And if you think about it, and one of the things I'm working on is an assessment so you can see where you are. So stay tuned for that. So within that assessment, you'd be able to figure out what piece is kind of your weakest link, right? And we all have, at any given time, you know, maybe our nutrition is off, maybe our mindset's off, maybe it's our exercise, maybe it's our habits, but we all have a piece of the puzzle that seems to be a little little less than optimal, right? Like, it's not bad, it's less than optimal, right? We all have those periods in our life, you know, we all go through seasons. And so once we identify what is the area that we want to work on first, then I go into what I call my 5 C's. And my 5 C's are this, and I'll give you the overview and then we're going to dive deep. It's clarity, connection, creativity, courage, and consistency, right? So that's what we can continue to That's how we continue, right? Once we pick a piece of where we're going to start to work with, then we open up the jar and we're like, okay, let's go through these 5 steps. And so the first step is clarity, right? And so it is getting clear, like, what does success mean for you? You know, because I see so many people want to lose weight or have better habits or mindset or whatever, but they're not clear about what it is that they're trying to accomplish by going down this journey, right? So if this is, you know, kind of wish that like I was into Harry Potter, or I was into The Hobbit, because there would be some amazing metaphors, right? But I'm not. But I know the best way, I'm into travel, so I can only use travel examples. So if I wanted to go to California from Boston in my RV, I need to be clear, what route am I taking? Am I taking the northern route, the middle of the road, the middle of the country route, or am I taking the southern route, right? I've got to be clear about where I'm going, or I might be traveling in circles for a little bit. So that's where we have to start. What does success look like for you? Then it's like, do you believe, right? Do you believe in yourself? Because it's not self-belief. You know, so many people are waiting for, you know, motivation. Well, motivation ain't rolling up and ringing your doorbell. Like, I wish, like, trust me, some days I want motivation to ring my doorbell. Hell, I want motivation to come drag me out of my bed and say, let's do this. But it don't work that way. So, and again, I did a whole episode on self-belief. So listen to that as well, right? So once I know what success looks like, right, then I have my self-belief in myself. Then I say, okay, these are my goals. And, you know, again, my goals are set by my reps method, right? Again, sorry, another podcast. I'm basically showing you that I've laid this all out and now I'm stringing it together. I like knit it together. I'm now knitting together the entire pattern. So I use my reps method and it's like, are my goals realistic? Am I excited about them? Is it planned? Can I make it a plan into my life, right? Do I have to do gymnastics in order to make this happen? And at the end of the day, is it sustainable, right? Can I see myself doing this for the next, you know, 3 months, 3 years, 30 years, right? And then I start to think about, right, what limiting beliefs do I have? You know, do I believe that it's all or nothing? You know, are there triggers that might get in my path? And so that's the first step of it, is it's getting clear, you know, with, I can go way deeper into this, much more deeper into this, but I wanted to set the stage for the beginning of this, right? Then the next piece is your connection. And I've talked about this on, you know, if you follow me for any bit of time, I talk about it's your why, right? And so Simon Sinek, he first, oh God, I mean, it's probably 10 years. He first did a TED talk on your why. Again, I'll link this in the show notes. And basically, your why is your motivation, right? Your why is on those cold, snowy mornings that you don't want to drag your tushy out of bed. That's what gets you out of bed. That's your motivation, right? And, you know, one of the things I'm going to tell you is that your why can be an internal thing, that it could be that, you know, you turning on your internal spark, your internal glow. You know, back in the day, there were Care Bears and, like, you know, they like had their bellies lit up with their different emotions. So this is you, your Care Bears lighting up with your different emotions, right? Because that's you internally. But then there could be external motivations, and external motivations, I want you to say they're not bad. You know, it's just like, does it get you inspired to take the action? And so it could be, you know, maybe you're doing it because you want to be able to, like, run around with your grandkids. Great. Or keep up with your own kids, you know, be able to button your pants without them digging into your stomach, you know, be able to be mobile when you're in your, like, 80s and 90s. Like, that's your why. Like, those are your motivations. That's what's going to keep you going, you know, and when time gets hard, because guess what? Things are going to get rough. Like, there's going to be that day that you just like, oh, I can't. And then you're going to, and then your why is what you start going through. You start thinking about, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And eventually you're going to get yourself off that mat, off that bathroom floor or wherever you are. And you're just going to get going. And from there, here's where many of us, this portion, you know, if I kind of divide this onto both halves, this half right here is where you dig in, right? The first piece of this is understanding where you want to be, you know, getting committed. And now here's where you have to get creative, right? Where many of us have been down the same diet path, like umpteen times, right? We've done it, you know, been there, done that, you know, got the t-shirts and the smelly shaker bottles to prove it. Here's where we start to say, I'm going to make peace with food. I'm going to let go of dieting so that I start to really dig in, right? And I've done another podcast on like how to effortlessly diet. And it's not about, you know, following this plan for X number of days or stop eating this or stop eating that, right? It's really taking a look at your hunger, your energy, and your cravings. Because if one of those three pieces are out of whack, something is out of whack. And so now it's like us becoming, you know, CSI and figuring out what's out of whack. And this is where my special sauce is, right? Because I know me, I was eating the same way for 15 years. And I was like, you know what, I'm kind of stuck. And I had to hire someone to say, to give me that, you know, 35,000 foot view with no emotional attachment to me to say, hey girl, have you ever thought about, you know, eating this or changing this up or changing that up? And I'm like, no, I've been on autopilot. And I know many of you have been on autopilot. You know, my client, one of my clients, she's on autopilot. Like I can tell you right now, she's going to send me a food log and on it is her breakfast was a cup of oatmeal, a cup of blueberries, and a scoop of protein powder. That has been her breakfast for 2 or 3 years. We've worked to change up other pieces of her meal, but when she has that breakfast, she doesn't lose her stuff. And so that's okay, right? We've experimented, but that's her breakfast. But the rest of her day was very regimented like that because that she felt it kept her safe. But instead, it kicked off her cravings. So we worked together to figure out, you know, maybe that breakfast is what needs to stay there so that the rest of the day doesn't go to crap. Okay. You know, then it's like creating new habits, you know, so that, you know, I know for me, one of my new habits was I didn't need to go to the gym 2 hours. I did it. I hated every moment of it, but eventually I was able to break that habit of that 30. I could now my workouts are anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes and I'm good. And it's mostly 30 minutes, right? And I feel really good. The other piece is breaking up with, you know, I was an old school head. Like I was old school, like gym rat. And it was like, if I didn't have my 5 meals, I was gonna die. Well, it's now being creative, learning about your hunger, right? I ate myself into insulin resistance. So I had to start to let myself be a little hungry, not starving, but a little hungry. I was eating by the clock. You know, it was, you know, if it was 10:30, I was eating. If it was this, I was eating just in case. Like I had to learn to just let myself be hungry. You know, it's kind of like mamas, right? Letting your kid cry it out. Letting your kid just work through the stuff. And that's what I want you to think about when you are in this piece. The next piece is the courage, right? So here is where, you know, they call it the messy middle, if you will, right? That piece where like, you're so freaking uncomfortable. It's like, you know, sand in your bathing suit. And you're just like, or for me, like oil between my toes. Like, you're just like, you're just like so uncomfortable. You're just like, make it stop. That you have to overcome, you have to push through those obstacles. And, you know, as we talked about, you know, in the connection piece, it's like, we need to know what are those obstacles? What are the things that always seem to trip you up? Always the things that always seem to knock you on your keister that you don't get up from, right? Let's start talking about that because guess what? If they always knock you on your booty, they're always going to knock you on your booty until you say enough. And so as we work together, it's about what are they, right? Let's just like, you know, put out those gremlins. What are those gremlins going to be? And here's where you learn to have patience. I get it. I have the patience of a gnat. So I get it. I know that if you invested in a new program, diet, whatever on Monday, and if by Friday you are not killing it, you're like, screw it. I'm on to the next thing. I understand. That is me to a T, right? Like I I get it, right? You know, I've been on this train for over 15 years. I've seen clients on this train for over 15 years. And the best thing I can say is that if you are sick and tired of yourself, right? You're sick and tired of saying, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. If I had a plan, right? Your plan is Mondays, right? That's your plan. Like Monday, 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 Monday. Well, guess what? How many Mondays, right? There's 52 in a year. How many Mondays have you said Monday? Right. And now here we are, you know, it's the next year and then it's going to be the next year or 6 months from now or whatever. And you're still in that like Monday, Monday, Monday rut. Right. Have I beat the horse dead? So here's where we start. We got to change our thinking. We have to start saying, you know what? If I want to get to where I want to be, I got to do something different. It has to be different. Or I'm just going to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. And you know what they call that, right? They call that insanity. And I'm not talking it's the Sean T workout. I'm talking it's insane. And I get it. Like I've had those like Monday reboots. Like I don't know how many times I'm like, oh, on Monday, I'm going to be on point 100%, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. On point 100%. Expunge that from your flipping vocabulary, because guess what? Every week ain't going to be 100%. Like life is going to happen. It is going to like ish is going to hit the fan. That's life, right? That's if 2020 taught you anything, life is going to hit the fan, right? So here's where you start to say to yourself, and I've talked about this before, good, better, best, right? This saved my life. It broke me from my, you know, quest, my need to always be freaking perfect, right? Perfection is a myth, right? So I always go good, better, best. So what is best? Like what is like the optimal, epitomal, like this is like the best I can aspire to be. Then what's the next thing? And then what's like, hey, some days I'm just going to accept good enough, right? And be okay. Something is better than nothing, right? So for me, for working out, right? I was that girl who was like, I had to work out 7 days a week. I could go 6 days a week, but it would be like yoga, right? You know? And it wasn't like, you know, relaxing yoga. It was like, you know, the 95 degree, like sweat your balls off yoga. So then as I was like, you know, in my die hard mode, I was like, and I burnt myself out, you know, my hormones, my adrenals were all a hot mess. I had to come back and say, all right, what can I do that like makes me feel good? And I said to myself, you know what? And what felt easy, right? And for me, 3 days a week felt really easy. It felt like, you know, no matter what was going on in my week, I knew I could get 3 workouts in. And this was like 3, like, you know, 30-minute workouts. And I was like, I totally know I can get in 3 workouts. That would just be like, you know, boom, like without thinking. And then I was like, all right, a little bit more challenging would be 4. And then a little bit more challenging would be 5, because I told myself I'm going to have 2 days of rest. And so if that was the case, like 5 would be like my best, and then 4 and 3, right? So, you know, it doesn't have to go up like that, 3, 4, 5, right? It could be for you, your best is 2, right? Your best could be 1. And if you get 1, I want you to be like, I feel like a winner, because when you have this good, better, best tier, you feel like a winner. And so many of us set our sights on like just being the best every single time that our sights get like, we let ourselves down. And then when we let ourselves down, how easy is it to get motivated? It ain't. You're like, I suck. And like that suck spiral just like, woo, brings you in like a freaking tornado or like a funnel, right? It just like sucks you down like a funnel in an ocean. And I don't want that for you. So that's how in this like courage piece, you have to start to be like, this is where it's going to get hard. This is where most people turn back, right? It's that like, we see the chasm and we're just like, nope, we're not going to cross it. We're just going to like turn back. It's not meant for us. It wasn't meant to be, or I'll find a new plan, right? So how many times have you got to this point in a plan, a program, and you just were like, it's too hard. I'm going back. Here's where I'm going to be like, put on that raincoat, put on those boots, and we're going in, right? We're going through the suck. Because on the other side of that is the consistency. And it's the consistency is what gives us what we have desperately, desperately been begging for, desperately wanting, looking for, is the consistency, because it's the consistency that gets us the results. All right. It's not the diet. It's not the waist trainer. It's not the shake. It is me against me. Working my mindset and saying, you know, shut up, ego, sit your booty down. We are doing this. That's what it's all about. All right. Getting to this part, right? We've slogged through 4 steps to get to here. And this is when you know you're like, I'm in it to win it. All right. So first, it's like in the consistency place, it's like, you know, it's my Fit Girl Magic formula, right? Here is where the formula falls in. This is how Fit Girl Magic just originally started. It was like, you know, what do these people have? They have great habits, right? Those habits turn into routines. Those routines turn into consistency, and it's the consistency that gets you the results. So this is how all of this started. This is how the podcast started. This is how I realized, like, holy crap, this is how I was able to get on the other side of when my body gave me the finger. This is how I've been able to help my clients get to the other side, is that we first start working on your habits. Again, it can go back to what I talked about, my 4 principles. Your habits, exercise, mindset, nutrition are all habits, right? So how do we strengthen those? How do we get you to this point where you're rocking this Fit Girl Magic formula, right? So you're also, when you're here, you're starting to make what I call if-then plans, right? Instead of holidays, right? Perfect opportunity right here. Holidays, weekends. Friday comes and, you know, you have a glass of wine, and then that glass of wine turns into 2, then 4, and then 5. Then you're like, ah, crap, I'll see you Monday. So what if you went into any events, weekend, dinners, parties, holidays, and you said, this is the plan for the weekend. If I have 2 glasses of wine, then I'm going to make sure I order a protein-based meal, right? That's an if then. If I go out for dinner on Friday, I'm going to make sure I hit my workout for Saturday. Now, this isn't saying that, you know, you're burning off your calories from the night before. This is you making commitments to you, yourself, to honor your health, right? So that's what it is. It's like, if I go out to dinner and I have a fun dessert, I'm going to make sure that I order 2 vegetables, right? So it's like you saying, I'm going to have fun, but I'm also going to make sure that there's something healthy associated with it. And it's not a like, it's not like a punishment. It's not a way to balance it out. It's not like that at all. It's more of me getting you to start thinking about it's possible to have fun foods while maintaining your health, right? Because so many of us think that it's this, not that, right? And, you know, there's so many blogs or whatever out there that will promote that, like, you know, this or that out there. And it just, let me just be honest with you. I'm looking for something right now. And so if you hear my voice like getting a little weird, it's because I'm looking for this notebook that has something I want to talk about in it. And I thought I took it out for you. And so if you're looking right now, you're like, what the heck is she doing? And I just found it. All right. Right. So that's what if then planning is all about. It's not about the, not about like the making up, right? You know, I see these infographics that it's like, if you have 2 bites of cake, make sure you're doing 400 burpees. No, that's not what this is about. This is you going into an event with a plan. This is you going to an event saying, you know, I am going to enjoy myself, but there are pieces of, I can extract health out of this as well, right? Also with consistency, it's starting to track something, right? I know tracking is a pain in the rump shaker. And in an upcoming podcast, I'm going to have interview a couple of people on like, what's the best way to go about, you know, tracking so that you could do it consistently? Because trust me, it is one of those things that like, you have to get into a groove and it's really easy to get out of that groove. I'm guilty of that as well. So being able to start to track something, it could be just tracking your protein. It could be tracking your sleep. It could be tracking, you know, more than just your workouts, right? It could be, and I'm not saying in this anal retentive way, right? It's just really simply tracking something so that when something gets off, we can see what the pattern is, right? We can see what's going on. We can see that like, oh, I was eating like a hungry hippo because I didn't get enough sleep last night. Or, oh, you know, I didn't eat enough protein last night. That's why I was snacky, right? So that we can start to see what's causing us to get a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? And so those are the five pieces that I bring everyone through. And as you can see it, it's more about asking yourself better questions. And you know, my boyfriend, Tony Robinson, he says, you want to live a better life, you have to ask better questions. And one of the things I've found through, you know, my investment in coaching is that they help me to ask myself better questions. They help me to see my own malarkey, right? They help me to see through my own BS because, you know, for many of us, our poop don't stink, right? And here's where I'm not saying everyone's poop stinks, but what I'm saying is if we look at, you know, where are we, right? If we look at those four pieces, habits, exercise, mindset, nutrition, what is your missing, what's your weak link, right? And then from there, as you walk through these five steps, are you like, yeah, that's starting to make a little sense to me, right? Because I want you to, my goal of my podcast is to get you to think, right? Be like, she might be onto something there. Yeah, that's interesting, right? So here's your little homework for you, you know, to wind this down, wrap this up, is that let's start. What is your ideal outcome? Okay. What would it feel like if you were in your ideal outcome right now? Give me three, let's call them obstacles, barriers, people, whatever that you feel always get in your way or could potentially get in your way. And then what's one thing you would do right now, right? What's one simple thing you could do right now to get moving on this goal? And take some time, right? This isn't like, oh yeah, hang on. You know, this isn't like the Cosmo quiz you could do like in the dentist's office. This is, I want you to take some time and noodle on this. Think about this for me for a moment. And if you feel comfortable, I invite you to shoot me an email, share this with me. Like, I love this stuff. Like, I love like opening up the hood and like getting all up and in there. So you can reach me at hello@kimbarnesjefferson.com. If someone needs to hear this episode, tag them on the social, screenshot it, tag them, tag me, because, you know, I'm nosy. And I hope you have an enjoyable day. If ever, you know, there's something you want to hear about, something you want me to dig into, a guest you want me to have on my podcast, absolutely reach out to me. I am always open to suggestions because this is all about you and not me.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.